or graduation, right? Everybody knows it. It's that finish line. You got caps flying everywhere. Everybody's cheering. But what if for some students, that diploma, it's not really the simple ending it's, you know, it's made out to be? Like, what if it actually makes things way more complicated?
Interesting.
Yeah. So today we're going to dive deep into this 2012 memo from the Alaska Department of Education.
Okay.
And don't worry, you don't have to be in Alaska to find this interesting, because it's really about how this whole graduation thing and special education law and that whole thing about aging out, how they all kind of like, well, they intersect.
Right, right.
And even better, it raises all these questions that I bet most people haven't even like thought about.
Yeah, you're right. This memo, it takes something that, you know, we usually think of as very straightforward graduation,
mm-hmm.
and it suddenly shows just how legally complex it can actually be. And a big part of that is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, as it's, you know, commonly called.
Right.
Now, IDEA says students with disabilities, they've got to get a free and appropriate public education.
Right.
FAPE.
Right, FAPE.
Up to a certain age, right?
Yeah.
Which, in Alaska, that's 21. But, and here's where it gets kind of interesting. Schools, they aren't always required to provide services after a student graduates, even if they're younger than 21.
Yeah.
So then it's like, how do those two things even work together?
You know,
that's exactly where this memo, it's like, it gets so cool. It points out that in Alaska, if a student's met every single requirement to graduate, you know, they've done it all, but they still have IEP goals that they're working on, they don't actually have to graduate right then and there. They've got options. Like, they can actually choose to stay enrolled and keep getting those super important services,
yeah,
until they either age out or they hit those IEP goals. I mean, talk about a game changer.
Oh, it's a really critical distinction for sure. And the memo actually gives this really, really helpful example. Let's say there's a student and they have an emotional disturbance, and this student, they've aced every single exam, met all the credit requirements, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
But they're still working on some of those, you know, essential social and independent living skills that are all written out in their IEP. This memo makes it super clear, forcing a student like that to graduate, even though, yeah, technically they checked every box, that might actually be doing them a disservice.
Right.
Because it cuts off their access to the support they need to really thrive.
Which is where those big, like, life decisions really come into play, right? When we talk about if a student graduates or not, it's not just about like the paperwork. It's a much bigger.
Oh, absolutely. It's way bigger than that.
Yeah.
This is where like the parents, the student themselves, and the whole school district, everybody needs to be on the same page here. And the memo, it really emphasizes that. It's all about asking, does graduating, even with IEP goals still, you know, in progress, does that truly benefit this specific student the most? Or would it be better for them to stay in school for maybe another year, maybe two, maybe even just one more year?
Yeah.
Just to really give them a stronger foundation for whatever comes next.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that individualized support and realizing that crossing the finish line, well, it might look different for every single student.
Mm-hmm.
And that's especially true for students with IDPs.
And to me, I mean, this goes beyond just like following the letter of the law, right?
Yep.
I mean, it feels like the real heart of IDEA, it's about making sure that students with disabilities, they have every opportunity, every single opportunity to succeed.
Yeah.
I was really struck by the part about potential discrimination. The memo, it points out that, like, you can't deny a student a diploma just because they have a disability.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's a major takeaway here.
Yeah.
Denying a diploma to a student who rightfully earned it, simply because they have a disability. I mean, come on, that's discrimination, plain and simple.
Yeah.
It goes against like everything IDEA is supposed to be about, inclusion, equal opportunity, the whole thing.
Right.
And the fact that the memo even mentions lawsuits that are like,
yeah,
happening about this exact thing.
Wow.
Well, let's just say it really highlights how crucial it is to get this right.
Yeah, no kidding. We're talking about real people here, real futures.
Exactly.
And speaking of, you know, figuring out those real world implications, I love that the memo, it addresses that whole thing about walking at graduation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because honestly, that ceremony, that's a big deal for the students, for their families.
It's huge. It's a milestone, you know, and the memo, it recognizes that. It points out that a student might want to be in the ceremony to like really soak in that feeling of accomplishment with their classmates,
mm-hmm.
even if they haven't like technically officially gotten their diploma yet.
Right.
They still get to have that moment, that recognition,
yeah,
all while they're still, you know, going to school and working towards those last IEP goals. It's all about being flexible and understanding that there's no one right answer, not when it comes to supporting these students as they're getting ready to leave high school.
Yeah. So we've talked about the right to an education, the power of choice, even celebrating graduation. But this memo, it doesn't stop there, does it? Like, it feels like there's another layer, something deeper we haven't quite gotten to yet.
Yeah, you're totally right. It does go deeper than that. This memo, it's like it hints at this much bigger conversation we should be having about how we get all students ready for life after high school.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones who might, you know, need a little more support.
Right. It's like they're saying, okay, so we talked about all the legal stuff, but like, let's talk about what really matters here.
Exactly.
How do we actually give these students what they need to thrive?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think makes this whole deep dive so impactful.
Oh, I agree. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about just like, you know, checking off boxes on an IEP, right? It's about giving these students the actual tools to succeed in the real world. And that might mean going to college or getting a job or even just like, you know, figuring out how to handle everyday adulting.
And that, well, that looks different for everybody, doesn't it?
Exactly. Every student is different. They've got their own needs and things they want to do. So like some students might, I don't know, maybe they need a vocational training program. Others might need help, like with social skills or finding resources. It's all about recognizing that leaving high school, it's not just this one thing that happens. It's this whole process.
And it's a process that takes like really careful planning and people working together and this real commitment to making sure that students with IEPs, they've got what they need to actually do well, even after, you know, they've tossed those caps in the air.
That's a great way to put it.
So we've been talking a lot about Alaska. But this memo, it's got me thinking, this has got to be important for other states too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this particular memo, yeah, it's for Alaska.
Yeah.
But what it talks about, it's relevant everywhere. Remember, IDEA, it's a federal law. So every single state has to provide FAPE for students with disabilities. But some of the details, like how old a student can be and still get services, that can be different from state to state.
Okay, so for our listeners, you know, the ones who aren't in Alaska, what should they be taking away from all this? What are the like the key points to really be thinking about?
Well, like first and foremost, you've really got to understand the specific laws and rules in your own state when it comes to special ed and, you know, graduating. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how does your state look at IDEA? What kind of support is there for students leaving high school? Those are like really important questions to think about.
Because you know what they say, knowledge is power. The more you know, the better you can speak up for yourself or for a student you know.
That's right. The more you know about the laws and what resources are out there, the better you can advocate for what the student needs. Parent, teacher, or just someone who cares, it doesn't matter. Understanding this stuff, it's key.
And don't be afraid to ask questions either. Like, if something doesn't seem right, if you think a student isn't getting what they need, say something. Talk to a special education advocate or your state's Department of Ed. Your voice matters. You can make a difference.
Absolutely. Don't forget, this memo, it's a good starting point, but it's just that, a starting point. Mm-hmm. It shows how important education law is, how every student's different, and why ongoing support is so crucial.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds us that, yeah, we see graduation as this big ending, but for a lot of students, it's just the start of something new.
And what a powerful chapter it can be when we, you know, when we approach it thoughtfully with empathy and that real dedication to making sure every student can be their best selves. It's kind of wild, right? Like we started with this memo from Alaska.
Yeah.
And it just opened up this whole big conversation.
It really does. Yeah. It just shows you how, I don't know, how connected all these issues are.
Yeah.
You know, something that seems like, oh, it's just a policy in one state.
Right.
It can actually tell us so much about bigger things like how we think about education and disability rights and even like how we make the world more inclusive for everybody.
For sure. For sure. Definitely something to like really sit with.
Yeah, it really is. And it kind of leaves us with this question, you know, one that I hope our listeners will like really think about. How can we, all of us, do a better job of supporting students when they're leaving high school and heading out into the world?
Mm-hmm.
Whether a student's graduating at 18 with their diploma or they're aging out of the system when they turn 21, it's like, are we really doing enough to give them the skills, the resources, the support they need to actually thrive? That's the challenge and the opportunity all at once.
Wow. What a thought to end on. So to everyone listening, we want you to, you know, keep that question in mind as you go from here. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's been really eye-opening.